What are we doing here with all this balls?
You have this ball and didn't leave.
Frank, what are you doing here? I need you.
Look, I'm retired, okay?
You haven't killed anybody in months.
That's a positive thing.
They're coming. I can feel it.
So, I know how on Rotten Tomatoes this has a higher score than RIPD, but this one pissed me off more.
I think it's because more people just saw this more than RIPD.
No, I think it's because this is double the length as RIPD, or at least it felt that way.
Oh, it's the same length as Turbo and RIPD.
Oh, God damn!
Because it's damn, even though it doesn't even hit the 2 hour mark, it's about 1 hour and 56 minutes, but God damn, it felt like it was 2.5 hours because it just drags.
And drags and drags like an old lady's saggy titties.
And Mary Louise Parker, she returns once again. I do not like her. I'm sorry.
People, today we are talking about Red 2.
Red 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Electric fuck you. I'm sorry.
Fuck you in your mind. You know what? I got to say, I know you don't like the first Red. I can give the first one a pass with a stream it. But goddamn, this one takes the cake.
I will say this. This one maybe had a little potential with that trailer, because the trailer, at least the action looked cool. But boy, do they screw that pooch in the first 20 minutes.
I even like one of the actresses in here, because I actually saw her doing something different for a change, and that's Catherine Zeta-Jones or whatever, but, you know.
What's she playing different for a change? She's playing a whore?
She's being a whore instead of trying to steal somebody's husband or whatever, because, you know.
I don't see how that's different.
That's different for me because, you know, hey, I got a shot now. You know? Oh. and plus, she's kind of playing like a sweet, savvy, badass type, whatever. Usually, she's just, like you said, a whore or whatever, and just, like, making out with anybody thus then. But at least she's being a whore, but she's got a little style to her, at least this time, whatever. Any other time, she's just a classy whore.
Right.
But, oh, my God. Oh.
So, you want to go off with the plot on this one?
You gonna be doing that shit because this plot was convoluted, dude.
Oh, fuck me, really?
Dude, all I can tell you, okay, Red 2, based on the comic book, which have you read?
No. I didn't even know it was a comic book, to be honest.
I don't know if I told you this, but I remember I glimpsed through the first one and wasn't a fan, but I heard about the second one. And some friends told me about it, whatever. They was like, the comic book is badass, dude. Like it is badass. Like, the movie is a joke, but the comic book is badass. And I recently heard on Rate Select, Jeff talking about it. And he was saying in the second book, which one of my friends told me, it was like in the second book, there's like absolutely no dialogue whatsoever. It's just him murdering the whole house of the CIA agent, of like Bruce Willis' character just murdering the CIA agent. And it's pretty badass of how he kills him and stuff. But I was like, why they couldn't do that with Bruce Willis in this?
Yeah.
It's like it was like they were filming Die Hard, that last Die Hard that just came out, whatever, and just said, let's just tack that on with this.
Yeah, let's... Hey, do we got all those deleted scenes from A Good Day to Die Hard? Yeah, let's go get Helen Mirren, Anthony Hopkins. Let's go get him out of the retirement home.
Anthony Hopkins, oh my God, I'm so embarrassed for this brother.
Yeah, let's give them guns, and then let's just film a bunch of nonsensical bullshit together.
Helen Mirren, honestly, probably was the best thing in this fucking movie, to be honest.
She was in the first movie, and she is in this by a long shot.
Yeah, and that's maybe it's because she's not on the screen as much as everybody else, and the scenes she's in, she's doing something pretty cool or something like that, but... Even one of my favorite Asian actors,
he doesn't do shit in this.
Byung Hun Lee, oh my God, what a disgrace to you, man. G.I. Joe. He really did more in G.I. Joe than this.
He doesn't do shit in this.
And I actually like some of his fight scenes in here, but towards that third act, what they did with him, he was a joke then after that.
Of course.
I was like, I could have gave him a pass. I mean, I was like, at least his fight scenes are cool or something like that. I mean, they're not shot that well, but at least they're cool. And what he does with them is amazing. And this guy does have, like, he has some charisma on screen. But then what they do with him in that end of the movie, I was just like, so now he's just part of the comedy hour now.
Yeah.
And then, you know what? Let's bring up the biggest problem of this movie, because this is the retirement people's comedy hour. And it ain't funny.
And it ain't fun. See, okay, I don't have a problem with with comic books or books for being changed, I understand why they can be changed. And some of it usually deals with budget, like Wanted. I understand why that book got changed. I understand why the movie was changed, because what's in that book, I don't think that would translate well on screen.
Fuck no.
Yeah, exactly. Or so what I saw in Wanted, I was like, this is decent. It's not as better than the book, whatever, but I like this. And it's
yeah,
decent.
This could, like, I walked out of Wanted and said this could have been much worse.
Mm-hmm. I walked out of Wanted kind of smiling. I was just like, oh, like you said, that could have been worse, but I actually had fun with that.
Yeah, movie. I had fun with it. It wasn't a complete clusterfuck like this movie.
Now, I go see this one or whatever, and I'm thinking about, after what I heard from the books and what I'm trying to remember when I read from the books, why was there needed to change any of him killing the CIA or anything like that? I literally didn't understand. I was like, that's not a budget problem. Bruce Willis does that on a fucking every movie basis anyway. So
yeah, that's a writer's problem.
Exactly. That's a writer. So why they just couldn't do that in the movie?
That's two writers who obviously looked at this series, completely misread it, and said...
If I recall, you don't like the first one, right?
I do not. I do not like the first one. I didn't think the first one was funny, and I sure as hell don't think this one's funny.
I don't really care about the first one. Like I told you, I forgot about the first one, but I can at least give it a pass with a low stream or something like that, because I didn't walk out hating it or getting confused. I didn't get confused, let's just say that. I walked out of here confused kind of a little bit or whatever.
Right.
Because I forgot what the actual plot of the fucking movie was when I walked out. I was like, so what was the plot? Because the editor just jumping from city to city, putting up Moscow, Russia, London. And I was like, oh my God, we get it. You're in another country now.
Yes. Moscow, Russia, Moscow, London. Next, we're going to Nigeria. And then we're going to go to Pittsburgh. And then we're going to go to L.A. And then we're going to go to Mexico. Why? Because fuck it. That's why.
They did that in every fucking scene in big, like, comic book letters and shit. Put that shit on the screen. I was like, obviously the director and the writers didn't know how to write a comic book movie.
Right.
This would have been better in the hands of a Joss Whedon.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want him attached to this shit, but, you know.
Here's the thing. This is a movie where, obviously, you know, the characters are what's going to drive this movie. It's the only thing that's going to keep the movie going, because the action scenes, you know, they kind of sell that, oh, this is an action movie. There's not much in terms of action in this movie.
No, I love how I'm looking at the thing right now. The genre says drama.
Bullshit!
Where the fuck was the drama at in this movie?
Nowhere! What was the drama? That Mary Louise Parker was getting jealous?
The drama of, we have to stop this bomb threat, even though Bruce Willis just, with the magic of editing, just was able to hide it on a plane without me. I'm sorry, I didn't see that goddamn.
Right.
Is he really that goddamn fast? Is he the Flash?
Look.
I don't see. Oh, and what they do with Anthony, I had to put my head down.
Oh, they make him a cartoon.
I had to shake my head, dude. I seriously looked at
it. I was having flashbacks to The Right.
Oh, my God. Oh. Anthony Hopkins hurt me with this. I'm not gonna lie. I was like, "What the fuck are you doing in this movie?" And then towards the end of the movie, what they do, I was like, "I'm feeling like Leon right now."
Put himself in a chair. Tell me about your problems, Clarice.
The only thing was missing was Morgan Freeman's teeth in this fucking movie.
Morgan Freeman looked at this script and said, "I'm not doing this shit."
He did a Rob Schneider with Grown Ups too.
There's no way in hell I am touching this shit.
I mean, people probably saying, well, P1, Lehu, what is the plot? I mean, okay, the plot is...
They're trying to find a nuclear bomb and hide it.
Thank you, okay. This old-ass group get back together, and how many fucking double crosses was it in this fucking movie?
I lost count.
Three or four, what?
I lost count after three.
How did they cram?
I'm sorry, not lost count. I stopped giving a shit after three.
Yeah, I was about to say, you didn't give a shit. Because I know damn well I didn't with her. I was hoping one of us would have gave a shit at least.
Oh, whoops. Sorry, people.
They crammed so much shit in 2 hours that I literally just lost track.
I just, like, after 1 hour, I was just like, oh my God, end this.
Did you not get lost after 40 minutes, though?
Yes, I did. Because this is two writers who obviously had a lot of ambitions, but it's like, it's the mixing pot syndrome, where they have all these ideas they put into a pot, and then what comes out is like a pile of shit.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what? I saw a cool concept in this movie, too. I saw where...
I want to hear this.
They called Byung-Hun Lee or whatever, and that rivalry between him and Bruce Willis. You know what fucked that up? Is the fact that Mary Louise Parker is in it. We got Catherine Zeta-Jones showing up. I don't know, John Malkovich as Comedy Hour. We got all these elements they wanted to cram in here, whatever. And whatever focus that they could have had on that that like this cool little rivalry they could have had and cool fight scenes or anything like that, they completely say fuck all that.
Yeah, no, this felt like an even worse version of the Expendables, for God's sakes.
Oh my god, you know what? Yeah. Sylvester Stallone looking at this like, my movie made some little bit of sense right here. I mean, should
Arnold
I explain?
Arnold looks at this and goes, at least my movie wasn't this shitty.
At least I explained my plot at the beginning of the movie. Find him, track him, kill him, you know?
Plot? What are you talking about, Sylvester? We don't even have a fucking plot. We just said fuck it.
You can't even speak English, my friend.
Oh, fuck you. We're gonna go escaped from prison.
Oh my god, dude. like... I literally sat up here, like, I saw the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes. Me and you both saw them, because we talked about it, or whatever. It was like, we'll still give it a chance, because of these actors. We like these actors, right? We like them. Helen Mirren, one of the hottest, oldest chicks ever, that still can
pull out. Actually, who the fuck am I kidding? I like every person in this movie. I just don't like them in this movie.
And even with me saying I don't like Mary Louise Parker, I did not find her annoying in the first one, as she was in this one.
No, because all she is in this one is, what are you doing, Bruce? You're with me, Bruce. Why are you doing with that whore, Bruce? Nah.
What about that car scene that she was in? I said, what the hell is this?
I don't know. I think Do we really want to question the logic of this movie?
I think that's when it happened, because I want to say that was like 30 minutes into the film when that happened, that car chase, when they're chasing the frog or whatever the fuck he was. Or that was when I said, wow, she is a horrible character in this movie, and this movie is even more comedic than the last one. It just doesn't work.
Let's put comedic in quotes there.
Yeah, I want to put comedic in quotes, because Iron Man 3 did that perfectly with action and comedy.
Right.
And this...
this does not, because every joke... Like R.I.P.D., actually, I would say worse than R.I.P.D., every joke falls on its fucking face.
R.I.P.D. was only an hour and 30 minutes.
we said in R.I.P.D., well, it's not, you know, we both didn't hate it because it wrapped itself up quickly. But this just goes on and on and on.
Every scene, the plot changes, though, does it not? Does it not change every plot scene?
Right, it'll literally be like, okay, we gotta hide this bomb. Oh, no, the bomb's gone.
Yeah, or, okay, we gotta go find the bomb. Oh no, Bruce Willis, the guy you got arrested or whatever is coming after you now. Now we gotta worry about him. Okay, we'll worry about him. Oh no, Helen Mirren just called me. She's been hired by the CIA to, you know, take me out now or whatever. So is she on our side or not? Oh no, we have to free Anthony Hopkins now. Oh no, he faked his death. Oh no.
Oh no, Mary Louise Parker is pissed at me for having Catherine Zeta-Jones on my dick. Oh no.
They should have... Actually, you know what? This shit should have been in the first movie. That way, by the time we got to this second movie, that we could have just been like, okay, we already know the details of that character, that character, that character. There's no goddamn reason for them to explain all this shit and cram it in there in these 2 hours. I'm sorry.
Right. Well, one
of my favorite Asian actors, Lehu.
You know what? I'll make you feel a little better. I can tell you, looking at the budget for this movie, it won't make it back.
Man, I don't think any movie is going to make their butt back. Except for one, because it's really cheap, but you know.
And that movie's actually good.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen it yet, but full disclosure, it looks much better than this.
I think it does too, and I'm not even a fan of that genre.
Conjure up spirits out of my asshole.
Yeah, we'll keep that a secret though, Leigh, between me and you. Because, so, goddamn. For people that think we're hating on R.I.P.D., Turbo, and all this, in our episodes, did we not give these movies a chance? Did we not?
We even said with R.I.P.D., I remember we said, well, if the chemistry's good, we could be okay. Even with this, we said, well, if it's not that annoying, it could be okay.
Lehu, you don't even like the first one, and I don't give a shit, honestly, about the first one or whatever, and we still sat up there and said, and even though we knew it's a sequel, well... It's got great actors in it. It might be good.
I give every movie a chance, unlike everyone thought I did it with World War Z, but...
I don't think you should say that.
I mean, like, that's the thing. We walk into every movie and we say, hey, let's give this a chance. I can honestly say the only movie I'm guilty of not doing that with was Grown Ups 2, but I know a shitstorm when I'm walking into a shitstorm.
Man, you know what? I looked at this cast, even though with Bruce Willis doing that last Die Hard, I thought was shit. I gave that a mighty old fucking... I still like Bruce Willis. John Malkovich, I believe he could still deliver at times. Helen Mirren, one of my favorite female actresses, or Anthony Hopkins, I know he can be good. Beyond Hun Lee, man, you know that's my favorite.
I agree with all of these. I agree with you on all of these. I still, you know, I like Bruce Willis a lot. I still love John Malkovich because of Being John Malkovich, which is one of my favorite movies of all time. Helen Mirren, she's great in everything that she's in. Anthony Hopkins. Okay, Anthony Hopkins has had a bit of a bad streak lately, but...
Yeah, let's not talk about Anthony
Hopkins. And Bee Hung Lee, you know, you and I have talked about on multiple shows our love of I Saw the Devil, so...
He's a fucking fantastic... I mean, the ending movie, I'm sorry, he doesn't even have to say shit, and the emotion on his face, you resonate with that. You're just like, I want to shed a tear with this guy. And to see him do this buffoonish bullshit I saw in this, I was just like... He must really needs a paycheck.
Right. I mean, I don't even know what else to say about this movie. It's a straight-up clusterfuck, and that's putting it lightly.
Anthony Hopkins, you got one more self to redeem yourself. Thor of the Dark World, man. You gotta redeem yourself. You seriously do, because from one comic book hero to another.
Yeah. From one comic book movie to another, I have to go from a blubbering idiot to King of the Worlds.
You know,
Thor's kind of fucked.
Shoot shit on one action scene, and that was at the beginning of the movie. It's when Bruce Willis gets caught by the whatever agency that was, and they're in that file room. Did that file room look like a goddamn house? Because they had a lot of room to sneak around and do all that shit he was doing.
Like I said, I really don't have anything else to say about this movie. It's every problem I had with the first movie. It's comedy falling flat on its face. It's these characters being annoying. It's just ideas thrown into this pot that really go nowhere. And you know how you said, like, the double crosses in this movie just, like, completely make the plot go out the door? That was my problem with the first movie.
Yeah. There's a double cross at every act. And there's a double cross, and it leads to a different plot. And when you're just like, y'all never finished the first one, though.
Right. So, I mean, this is everything that I did not like about that first movie just amplified.
Oh, yeah. It does a sequelitis thing.
Right. I won't give it a fuck it just because after Grown Ups 2, I only reserve that now for very, very special bullshit. So I'm going to give it a very low stream it.
You really reflected on your criticism ever since Grown Ups 2.
Yeah.
Well, I think we know what your worst stuff is. Because, damn, you just talk mad shit about it. He's like, I'm saving my fuckings for something like
that. Yeah, I mean, after that movie, I had a reflection time with myself. It's like, you know what? I really need to rethink that one-star rating.
Jesus Christ. You know what? We need to, one day, folks, whenever we have our own panel or anything, me and Leho are going to do commentary on Grown Ups 2.
No, we're not. I'm not sitting through that shit again.
Or we can just point and laugh at Leho and his misery, you know?
I'll watch Twilight before I watch that shit again.
Jesus Christ.
Because at least Twilight will make me laugh.
I know what all the comments are going to be on this episode. So, Leho, do you hate this more than Grown Ups
2? All right. I'm giving this a low stream. What about you?
You know what? I saw potential. I saw some potential here. I mean, just like you, something saves... I didn't walk out of the movie angry for some reason. I don't know why. Maybe it's just because I was so confused. I was just trying to put the piece of the puzzle together. Honestly, I really was trying to study this shit. I don't know why. I just wanted to make
sense. Yeah, that's the thing. I mean, I think that's why I'm not giving it a fuck it either, because I didn't walk out angry. I just walked out like, oh, that's exactly what I expected it to be.
Yeah, maybe that's because that was our expectations, and only the high expectations we had of it was saying these actors.
Yeah.
Did these actors do their job? I think they did their job. I think they were just handed bad scripts.
I completely agree.
Helen Mirren, like we said, she's great in it. I mean, for the little time she's on, Beyond Hung Lee, he has some cool scenes in it, but then they just completely fuck him over or whatever. Bruce Willis doing Bruce Willis. I mean, I don't really have any problems with Bruce Willis. I mean, honestly, the main actress I had a problem with was Mary Louise Parker. She was pissing me off at times in the movie. But like you, I give it a very, very low streaming, I'd say.
Yeah.
if you're a fan of that book, I suggest you don't watch that.
Yeah, you might get angry at this, so... I don't really know what else...
I don't know how to end this.
Yeah, let's head off to the retirement home with Bruce Willis. I don't fucking know. That joke failed. Good night, everyone.
Yeah, I think good night, everybody.
you've heard of me now.
Saving the world! Nostrovia!
Nostrovia!
Будем